It's 4:32. I'm Jill Sheridan for WFYI News. Vice President Joe Biden visited a Hancock lithium-ion battery maker today to reaffirm America's commitment to clean electric vehicles. Biden speaking a day after President Obama set a goal of having 1 million electric cars on America's roads by 2015. The VP saying America needs to become competitive with other countries also making hybrid vehicles.
Even though it's just starting, the future starts off with hybrid automobiles, battery-operated automobiles, or partially battery-operated automobiles. And we decided, why should they be made anywhere else than in America? Tell me why.
Biden says Obama supports an instant rebate program like the Cash for Clunkers for anyone who buys an electric vehicle. A northern Indiana man is charged with threatening U.S. Representative Joe Donnelly and his staff. An FBI special agent says that 46-year-old Brett Keeling of Granger called Donnelly's South Bend office Monday and told a staff member he would stab her because he felt Donnelly's staff had been stabbing him in the back. The Board of Trustees of Indiana's public employees and teachers' retirement funds could be one and the same. A bill to combine the PERF and TURF boards received initial approval from State Senate Committee today. Indiana Retired Teachers Association Executive Director Andy Thomas says his group supports the move.
Even a savings of 0.2% on the stockbroker fees and that sort of thing comes to $44.2 million a year. And in our view, that is more money for retired teachers' pensions.
The bill follows action last year's General Assembly, which created one executive director to oversee both funds. For WFYI News.